Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start with the legislature passing gun control bills. They approved the most comprehensive set of gun bills in the state in 6 years.
Yeah, so yesterday in the state legislature, it wasn't a surprise, but it was a continued process with both the Senate and the Assembly with Democratic control really moving forward. So they approved 6 bills connected to gun measures. And there was a fair bit of debate on the floor, but in the end, all 6 passed fairly smoothly. So in a nutshell, one of them involved the banning of these bump stocks. And these are the bump stocks that have become so notorious now that let folks take a semi-automatic weapon and make it into fire like an automatic weapon. So they put that in place, a ban on those. Another part of yesterday's legislation involved prohibiting teachers from carrying guns in school. Again, this is one of these issues that have come up in other states and have really started to percolate in New York State. So they passed that ban. There were a number of Republicans who were very unhappy about that one, feeling like it really, is a step in the wrong direction. And then another big portion of yesterday's legislation that was passed was extending the waiting period for gun buyers. So this is in those situations where if somebody goes to buy a gun and they don't pass the instant background check, now as it stands, they can get it within 3 days. They can still get a gun. But now there's a 30-day waiting period, or there will be under this law, too. So that's a big measure. And then probably the biggest portion or the most controversial yesterday was this so-called red flag bill. And this is the bill in New York, now that it's going to be passed, would allow family or school officials or law enforcement to ask a judge to block somebody's ability to legally own a gun or to buy a gun temporarily. And this is in a case where a judge might rule that somebody's some kind of a potential risk, so he will ban it. And this is one that really there was a lot of pushback on the part of some Republican lawmakers who feel like, this is one of these allows that will curtail an individual's Second Amendment rights to own and bear arms. But it passed anyway fairly easily in the Senate. It passed 42 to 21. And also passed in the Assembly 83 to 32, but there was a fair bit of pushback. So overall, this sweeping slate of laws that were mainly pushed forward by Governor Cuomo were passed easily with this new makeup of the legislature, and so they continue to move forward. But this is something that Cuomo has really said is a signature of his administration to tighten up on these gun laws. One of the lawmakers reminded individuals in the debate yesterday that every year hundreds of New Yorkers get killed by guns, and the latest data would indicate 772 deaths in 2017. So it's a significant issue in our state.
Let's talk about the horrific crash that occurred in October in Schoharie, New York, killed 20 people in all. The NTSB, I see by your headline, is going to get access to the limo. The federal agency's studying the crash. Is it appropriate to say they'll finally get access?
So this was a big development. And in fact, they did get access yesterday. So this was really broke this logjam that's been happening for 3+ months, where the NTSB has said that they have not had access to that stretch limo that was involved in the crash, despite many attempts to get access. So yesterday, the county court judge in Schoharie County had this hearing, and it involved lawyers from the NTSB, representatives from the state police, a defense lawyer for the man who operates the limo company, and most important, the DA in Schoharie County, Susan Mallory, who has been most criticized for holding up this process to allow the NTSB to get access to the limo. She was on the record and said that the reason she has been reluctant to grant access is that she has a concern that evidence will be tampered with or destroyed. She also said that she's been concerned that if NTSB was granted access, that they could potentially let out information that should be held confidential while the criminal case is proceeding. So those were two major issues that she stated on the record. The judge allowed all the parties to go back into a private room, have a little a discussion to try to figure out some resolution, and they came back into the court after an hour, and they did come to a resolution granting access to the NTSB investigators. So they were gained access to the limo at Troop G headquarters in Latham, where it is stored. Another component of this is that this agreement will allow the state police to actually start moving some parts of this limo. They want to remove the transmission and something called the torque converter as part of their investigation. So this will be allowed to proceed now that the NTSB has had their chance to do some inspections. One of the other elements that NTSB got yesterday was they were out to actually, you know, do a little bit of wire brushing of some parts of the vehicle to make it easier to take photographs, and the judge allowed that. And then finally, this agreement will allow the moving of the limo from a tent over at State Police Headquarters or Troop G Headquarters into a permanent building at Troop G Headquarters.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks.
Thanks, David. Stay warm.